Welcome to episode 8 of the Octo 8 MilSim podcast. Today we have a guest speaker who is going to talk about her experiences as a CivPop role player. Of course, CivPop is short for civilian population, and their participation brings any game alive.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about CivPop, as it's a big part of Octo 8. So what's CivPop? Well, we're crew members and we have a great chance to be someone else for the day or many different characters to enhance the story for the players. So part of it is knowing the story, and that's where the real fun comes, because when you start to delve in the cupboard for dressing up ideas, you can bring the characters alive and it's a bit of a hoot. Some of the characters, such as in Operation Firestorm, I was a babushka throwing cabbages at the president to get the game started with a real blast. In Operation Clawhammer, I was a negotiator. In Operation Serpent's Nest, I was Lady Big Buns. One of the concerns I had when I started to do the CivPop in this kind of environment was being a woman, really, because obviously it's a bit of a man's world, and even though women do play and they get a good fun out of it, the crew is made up of many different people, that's male and female, and very imaginative and lots of creative ideas. And we have a regular who's Vern. He is an amazing character. He does so many different things. We've had different women, and one lady actually made this fantastic leather satchel and box with a tea canteen in it, and she wandered around the woods offering people tea and such like. We've had people riding around being reporters with cameras on bicycles, and it really does bring things alive. And when the games are finished, the feedback is really, really good, because it just is an added extra that brings the game alive, and trying to dodge the civilians with their bullets is a bit of a challenge at times. And I suppose the other part of the joy is when the games are finished, we have a really good community, and we've had barbecues afterwards and a little mini sort of campfire and social time, and everybody seems to get a lot of joy out of that. I was thinking about if you were a person that really would like to do something like this, and you might be asking yourself, you know, what do I need to be able to be good at to do this kind of stuff? So what I would say is that we are all volunteers and we commit to going to a game. So it's important if you commit that you actually attend and you actually do turn up. We don't play the game in terms of the guns and the firefighting and all that kind of stuff. We are purely part of the extras of the scene, if you like. It's important, I think, that you are able to sort of act and use your imagination and put on voices and things like that, to immerse yourself into the plot. So we've had Russian plots and all sorts of things. So what is important to know as well is that you have to kind of adapt to the situation, because there isn't always going to be someone behind you telling you what to do. You kind of go with the flow, and you kind of bring the game along. Having said that, your independent creativity won't be stifled, but there is a crew manager, and we do have huddles to talk about how the game's going and how it's panning out and what kind of other things that we could bring into the game to enhance it, or if we're going in a particular route, we won't do that anymore. So I think if you are really keen and you want to be a volunteer and you are generous with your time and have some fun, come and join us.
thank you for that foray into the world of synth pop. Certainly it's an area that often gets taken for granted in games such as ours. Synth pop, as a collective term, covers a number of very talented and creative people. If you want to know more, get in touch with us via our Facebook page.